Gita Madhurya, Chapter 8. Lord Krishna, at the end of the 7th chapter, while describing his entire form, used the 6 words Brahma, Adhyatma, Karma, Adhibhut, Adhidev, and Adhiyagya, and explained that the yogis who know him in his entire form attain him. For getting the clarification of these 6 words, Arjun at the beginning of the 8th chapter puts 7 questions. Arjun said, O best among men, you have just now told me that your devotees know Brahma, the infinite, Adhyatma, the embodied soul, and your integral being, etc. Therefore, I want to ask you, what is Brahma? Lord Krishna said, The supreme imperishable, that is, the attributeless and formless supreme soul is Brahma. Arjun said, What is Adhyatma? Lord Krishna said, One's own existence is called Adhyatma. Arjun said, What is karma or action? Lord Krishna said, During the final dissolution, all creatures along with their actions get absorbed in God. At the beginning of the new creation, He reveals them so that they may reap the fruit of their actions. This feat of God, which brings forth the existence of being, is karma. Arjun said, What is said to be Adhibhut? Lord Krishna said, O noble Arjun, all perishable objects are Adhibhut. Arjun said, What is termed as Adhidev? Lord Krishna said, Purush or Brahma, who is the first to appear at the beginning of the creation, is Adhidev. Arjun said, Who is Adhiyagya in this body? Lord Krishna said, I alone, dwelling as the inner witness, am Adhiyagya in this body. Arjun said, How are you attained at the time of death by those who have controlled their mind? Lord Krishna said, He who departs from the body, thinking of me alone at the time of death, attains my being. There is no doubt about it. This is my ordinance. Arjun said, What becomes of those who do not think of you? Lord Krishna said, O Kunti Nandan, thinking of whatever being one leaves the body at the time of death, that alone he attains, being absorbed in the thought thereof. Arjun said, What is it that I should do at the time of death to think of you? Lord Krishna said, You should think of me at all times and perform your duty with mind and reason surrendered to me. Arjun said, What will be its result? Lord Krishna said, You will surely attain me. Arjun said, What is your form by thinking which a self-controlled man attains you? Lord Krishna said, There are 3 forms, one with attributes and formless, second attributeless and formless, and third endowed with attributes and form. Now, I tell you the first form by meditating on which a man attains me. O Parth, he who with his mind established in yoga in the form of practice of meditation, thinking of nothing else, is constantly engaged in contemplation of the supreme divine Purush or God, attains him. Arjun said, What is the form of that supreme divine Purush? Lord Krishna said, He is omniscient, the ancient, the ruler of all, subtler than the subtle, the sustainer of all, possessing a form beyond comprehension, shining like the sun and beyond the darkness of ignorance. He who meditates on this supreme Purush at the time of death, by yogic power firmly holding the life breath in the space between the eyebrows, with a steady mind, full of devotion, reaches verily that supreme divine Purush. Arjun said, How can a man attain you who are with attributes and formless by thinking of you? Lord Krishna said, I shall speak to you in brief the method how to attain the supreme goal or God, which knowers of the Vedas call the imperishable, and into which enter the recluses free from attachment, and desiring which the celibates practice celibacy. Having restrained all the media of perception, fixing the mind in the heart, fixing the life breath in the head, and remaining steadfast in yogic concentration on God, the striver who departs, leaving the body, reciting the one-syllabled Brahma, Om, and dwelling on me in my absolute aspect, attains the supreme goal. Arjun said, Now tell me, how can a self-controlled man attain you by thinking of your form endowed with attributes and form? Lord Krishna said, O Parth, he who always and constantly thinks of me with undivided mind, to that yogi, always absorbed in me, I am easily attainable. Arjun said, What happens to the great souls who have attained you? Lord Krishna said, The great souls having attained me are no more subject to rebirth, which is transitory and the abode of pain. Arjun said, Who are subject to rebirth? Lord Krishna said, All the worlds, including that of Brahma, are subject to return or rebirth, but on attaining me, there is no rebirth. Arjun said, Why are all the worlds subject to return? Lord Krishna said, Because they are under the sway of time. Arjun said, What is that sway of time? Lord Krishna said, Those who know that the day of Brahma lasts 1,000 yugas or ages and his night lasts 1,000 yugas know the reality about time. At the commencement of Brahma's day, that is, when Brahma awakes, all embodied beings emanate from the unmanifest, that is, Brahma's subtle body. And at the commencement of his night, that is, when Brahma goes to sleep, they merge in the same subtle body, which is called the unmanifest. Arjun said, Why are they born and dissolved again and again? Lord Krishna said, The multitude of beings is ever the same, but because of their nature full of attachment and aversion, they are born again and again from Brahma under compulsion at the time of cosmic day, and are dissolved in him at the approach of cosmic night. Arjun said, Is there any existence beyond the unmanifest, that is Brahma's subtle body, which does not perish? Lord Krishna said, Yes, beyond Brahma there is unmanifest eternal existence, the supreme divine person, who does not perish even when all beings perish. He is called the unmanifest, the imperishable, the supreme goal. That is my supreme abode, attaining which man does not return. Arjun said, What is the way to attain that supreme abode? Lord Krishna said, O Parth, that supreme Purush in whom all beings dwell and by whom the whole world is pervaded is attainable only by exclusive devotion. Arjun said, What happens to those who have exclusive devotion and to those who do not have? Lord Krishna said, O Arjun, those who have exclusive devotion do not return, but those who do not have exclusive devotion return. Now I shall tell you the time or path when they do not return and the time or path when they return. Arjun said, What are the two paths, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, The path in which are located the fire god and the gods presiding over daytime, the bright fortnight, and the 6 months of the northward course of the sun, proceeding along it after death, the knowers of Brahma attain Brahma. That is, they do not return. But the path in which are located the gods presiding over smoke, night, the dark fortnight, and the 6 months of the southward course of the sun, the beings devoted to action with a motive, proceeding along it after death, after enjoying the fruit of meritorious deeds in heaven, return. Arjun said, How old are these two paths? Lord Krishna said, These two paths, the bright and the dark, are considered to be eternal. Proceeding by one, a man has no return, and proceeding by the other, he returns. Arjun said, How to check this return, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, O Parth, by knowing the secret of these two paths, no yogi gets deluded in the world. Therefore, O Arjun, ever remain established in yoga, that is, ever remain untainted in the world. Arjun said, What happens when one gets established in yoga, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, The yogi, knowing the secret, transcends the rewards of meritorious deeds, of the study of the Vedas, and of the performance of sacrifices, austerities, and charities, and attains the supreme primeval abode. End of chapter 8.